We have to stick to the hope. And everyone ought to make their mind that, no matter if just a little, I will, however, give a help to the Muslim. And no matter what kind of help it is that he needs. See, here I'd like to give an example to understand. At the time when setting, the sun says, is there anyone who can replace me? A lamp lit in a cottage at the shore, replied the sun. I'll try to do if I can. Why can't we do this? If not much, at least a little we can. If not so much light that the sun gives, but a lamp can light at least a cottage well. It's possible. I mean, we really ought to help other people. We should really support other people. And saying to yourself that no one helps anyone, therefore, neither should we. This is not the right philosophy. A man saw a scorpion drowning in water. He picked up the scorpion and saved it. The scorpion stung him. What else would it do? It stings. It stung. He let go of it. Because of pain, it again began drowning. He picked it up again. Sympathy was there. It stung again. The man dropped it again. He picked it up again because it was drowning. The scorpion stung again. Someone said to him, an odd man you are. This is an animal. It won't give up its brutal nature. It does nothing but sting. The man gave a reply, it is an animal and doesn't leave its nature. Why do I need to give up the human nature I have been given? It's a lesson. Even if there aren't many people willing to help others, no problem. You just begin it. Other people will also get motivated. Let me tell you, someone has said, do not curse the dark. You just fix your lamp.